So for those of you who have done a meditation with me before, you know how this goes. And for everybody else, I want you to give yourself the freedom to play, pretend, imagine, let your mind do whatever it needs to do, and realize that there is a wonderful part inside of your mind that knows everything that you need. It knows what got stuck, where it got stuck, and how to release it. And that part inside of your mind is going to be the part that is going to guide you on your journey today. So now I want you to bring your attention to your breathing with every breath, relaxing, releasing, and letting go. Letting any and all of those thoughts of your day come on in and drift on by, like a bird or a plane in the sky, like a cloud in the sky, drifting further and further with every breath. Feeling any of the weight of the world you've been carrying on your shoulders melting away more and more with every breath from this moment forward. Relaxing, releasing, and letting go. And now setting the intention for that wonderful part inside of your mind to bring you into your most perfect place. This is a place where you are absolutely safe and secure, a place where you can allow that creative imagination to run wild. And in that most perfect place, I want you to imagine creating one particular spot for you to release and let go. Any and all of those thoughts, those emotions, those feelings, that energy that you've been holding on to that has gotten heavy within you as colors that are dark. And I want you to imagine in this most perfect place, creating this one spot to flush and release these thoughts, emotions, and energy that you no longer need. And as you release all of these dark colors into this spot, imagine that wonderful place inside of your mind, transforming all of that old negativity into something better for you. And imagine all of that better energy, thoughts, and emotions coming to you on the sun. And just imagine soaking up those rays of sunshine as something better for you. And then setting the intention for that wonderful part inside of your mind to bring up to the surface of your conscious mind the root issue, the root memory around self-sabotage. All of those thoughts and patterns of procrastination, negative self-talk, or that feeling of being defeated. Setting the intention for that wonderful part inside of your mind to bring this to the surface of your conscious mind, a particular memory that holds the key to your release. You don't have to search for it. You don't have to look for it. That wonderful part inside of your mind knows exactly the right memory to bring to the surface when it's ready. Until then, just allow all of those thoughts to come into your mind, bouncing around from one thought to another thought, one memory to another memory, until that specific memory comes into your mind. Whenever that memory comes into your mind, I want you to acknowledge the story. As that story comes in, and you don't have to have all of the details right now, notice how old you were, whether you were indoors or outdoors, whether it was daytime or nighttime, and notice who it was that put this pattern in place in this particular memory, acknowledging who that was that created this pattern. Realizing that this is something that you have been perpetuating throughout your entire life, something that you picked up and continued to believe about yourself because somebody put that belief on you. Recognizing and realizing that self-sabotage is not your natural belief about yourself. Procrastination, negative self-talk, feeling defeated, none of these are your natural baseline. This is a program that has been perpetuated over time, a program that you have continued to believe over time because of whatever the situation was that put it in place. And for a few moments, we're going to walk through the feeling that you felt back then. And it may be a crushing feeling. It may be that your entire self-worth was yanked from your mind in that moment. The feeling of being absolutely unworthy, not good enough. The feeling of pain and suffering that you went through. Whatever those feelings are for you. And for these next 5 minutes, I want you to acknowledge this feeling Realize it is a valid feeling that you deserve to feel. Notice all of the triggers around that feeling. Maybe it's anger, maybe it's frustration. I don't know what those feelings are, but I know that part inside of your mind knows exactly the right feelings to bring to the surface. And then go deeper into those feelings, explore those feelings for the next 5 minutes. And I want you to let that part inside of your mind process that however you need to feel for a few moments what it felt like to experience the pain, the suffering, the hurt, the rejection, the abandonment, whatever those feelings are for you. And then underneath that feeling, you might be experiencing the anger, the frustration, that primal part inside of you. And experience for a few moments being a wild animal. And I want you to experience taking back anything and everything that was taken from you in that moment by any means necessary. Let it be raw, let it be primal, let it be whatever it needs to be for you. And imagine yourself as a wild animal, taking back, standing up for yourself, and taking back anything and everything that was taken from you in that moment. Let it be raw, let it be primal, let it be whatever it needs to be for you. And for these next 3 minutes, reclaiming all of those thoughts about yourself, all of those feelings about yourself, all of the wonder and beauty and amazement of this child inside of you that didn't have the strength to stand up then, that didn't have the words to express the hurt, the pain, the suffering, and expressing it now in this moment as that wild animal. Getting it all out, venting and releasing for these next 2 minutes. And as you allow yourself the freedom to feel these feelings from the inside out, this primal experience. And I don't know when this is going to happen, but I do know that sometime within these next 2 minutes, that no matter how much you try to magnify and amplify these feelings, they will continue slipping further and further. And you will break through to that moment of peace. Again, I don't know when it's going to happen, but I do know that sometime within these next 2 minutes, that part inside of your mind that knows what you need will vent and release how you need and break through to that feeling of peace. Until then, continue trying to magnify, amplify, intensify all of those feelings, raw and primal, venting and releasing in this moment anything and everything that you didn't have the words for before, that you didn't have the strength for before, venting and releasing as that wild animal until you experience that moment of peace. Magnified, amplified, intensified, trying to make it as strong as you possibly can, and perhaps even now noticing as it slips away. Leaving you with a sense of peace. Relaxing more and more with every breath from this moment forward. And imagine that wild animal now taking that child self through time, through space, faster and faster. And then coming back to who you are in this moment. Feeling that child self give you the greatest hug in the world. Embracing this child as if you were their perfect mother, their perfect father, giving them the greatest hug in the world. And feeling that child blending, melding, merging, and becoming one with you again. Home, safe, and sound. And feel yourself giving that animal the greatest hug in the world. And feeling that energy of that animal blending, melding, merging, and becoming one with you. Your strength, your power, anything and everything that was taken from you now coming back to you. Blending, melding, merging, becoming one with you in this moment. And bringing yourself back to present state, present time, bringing your attention back to your breathing, and opening your eyes when you're ready.